How are you, Sam?
Hey, Matty, all good?
I'm good, mate. What's the latest on Artorias? Is he next week?
Yes, Sunday week, yeah. So he's just ticking over. He'll have his last piece of work tomorrow morning or tomorrow afternoon our time. So, no, he's a good space.
Is he running on the same program as Very Elegant?
No, I think they race at Deauville, I think, every day for quite some time. So I think she might be a few days prior, I believe, anyway.
Male's very big on Deauville. Did you ever go there when you were doing the rounds as a youngster over there?
I didn't get over there, but I'm popping over for 2 days next weekend, so I'm looking forward to seeing what it's like.
Oh, that'll be jet lag city.
Well, I'm not there long enough to probably adjust, so it should be okay.
It'll be a double dose. Are they all running, four of them on Saturday?
Yeah, at this stage. We'll probably just monitor a Starcaster if the rain really does come and it got into the heavy range, we'd probably pull him out. But, definitely all the others, they'll take their place.
We will have a chat to Marty Sine and tune into that just after nine just to get an update, because it's a bit of a first-up track, isn't it? And it's winter and the recovery is a bit more tardy at this time of year. So they tend to stay in their pattern a bit, don't they? You don't get a lot of change in track condition in an improving sense, do you?
Yeah, look, we took a couple there to gallop on Tuesday morning, and Mark Tharr and Ben Mellon both said the surface was pretty good. So they do a great job there, and they're so accommodating for having some horses come and gallop and have a look at the track before race meetings, which is, a lot of benefit to the horses.
Does Prado owe punters an apology as soon as he arrives on course for the second race? Was he the shortest price favourite you've ever had beaten your stable when he got rolled at $1.40 on debut at Bendigo back in February?
Yeah, it was one of those weird ones. I mean, we've been consciously trying to get him to switch off and relax, and then we struck a five-horse field. Instructions would try to get him to relax, but I think you've got to throw that instruction book out the door when a horse is as keen as him. So he actually did a good job to probably finish as close as he did. He just got it all wrong and over-raced, and we just gave him a spell. And this time around, we've just rolled with him a little bit, and he seems to be a lot happier when he's just left alone where he lands. So Jamie's got best hands in the business, and we've got a nice gate. So if they want to go mad, he can sit off them. But he's a nice horse. He's probably struck a decent race, but it's that time of year now. You've got to either step up and be counted, or you're not going to measure up.
You saw a bit of Holly Doyle when you were over there, and she's just come out and won the Nassau on Nashua, I think it was called, overnight for John Gosden, the French Prix de Diane winner. And are they similar riders? You've seen them both up close, and you're a horseman. Are there many similarities between Holly Doyle and Jamie Carr?
Probably a few. I think Holly's probably a little bit more aggressive in a
she seems that way. Finish. She seems that way. Yeah.
And fitting that she's with Tom Marquand, they're two very aggressive riders. But I think Jamie's asset is obviously what she does with a horse until they get to, the push and shove late in a race, and she makes up a number of lengths by getting a horse into a rhythm in that period, from the start of the race to the 200. I think Holly's probably, can really lift a horse over the line. I think Jamie would probably admit there's probably stronger riders in a finish than her, but, you've made up so much ground up until that stage that it's all worth it.
That casual comment that Peter Moody made a while ago, let fast horses be fast, it seems to be a bit of a mantra now. And is this the Jamie Carr instruction on Prado from Barrier One, just let Prado be Prado?
Yeah, I think that's probably right. And, she trialled him last week. And if something wants to go mad and lead him, then they're probably going a bit too quick. So we'll be happy to let them go. But for Jamie, they generally begin two or three lengths. Well, they settle two or three lengths closer than they otherwise normally would. And I think he'll be right up there near the speed anyway.
It's a half a hot little race. There's winning form everywhere. What's your overall, for punters who got scorched back in February, what's your feeling about Prado tomorrow?
Yeah, I think he should be running first three. He's got a bit of talent, and he seemingly handled the soft ground in his trial the other day. So I'd be disappointed if he's not finishing somewhere there in the finish. There's probably a couple of race fit horses that might have a little bit of an advantage, but there's not a lot of him. He's a small, much like a lot of what the sire have thrown. He's a smaller type with a big action, but he doesn't take a lot to get fit, so he's forward enough to be right there.
You got a couple of extreme choices in. I'll get to the other one. Bistro, again, for Jamie Carr. The Freedman trucks do go to South Australia a fair bit, don't they? It's part of your armoury, really, isn't it, to try and find races in South Australia. And that was very much the case with Bistro for a win and a fourth.
Yeah, she's very fast, filly, and I like to use Adelaide as a stepping stone to probably Metro class in Melbourne. So, you know, it's slightly easier than Melbourne, obviously, and the trip away can often bring them on. She had to go over there twice, which I think just the second time she went over, perhaps she was just at the end of her preparation. But she's come back very well. Another one who's quite small and fast. They're both, between the two of them, Prado and Bistro, they're not very big, so the 9.55 suits. She's a filly that don't know if she's got the class to measure up to top three-year-old fillies races in the spring, like 1,000 guineas or anything like that, which is why we want to strike while the iron's hot and get her going early in the spring and try and capitalise, you know, with some fitness.
It doesn't always equate, but you say she's little and she's got 59.5 kilos. Does that weigh on you a little bit?
Yeah, it does. We gave a lot of thought to claiming, and the old man's actually away at the moment, and he rang me and asked me why we didn't claim. So,
how did he express it when he said it?
He said, "You're doing a great job. There's just one thing I want to check: is why didn't we claim off Bistro?" So, anyway, hopefully,
Where is the old man? Where does Anthony Freedman go to enjoy himself?
He's up in Queensland at the moment, so he's just enjoying some warmth,
right?
Which was much needed. I was away for quite some time, so he was a little bit worn out, I think.
Okay, no, you don't want that. Okay, so little Bistro with Jamie Carr on. What are we thinking in race three?
Yeah, look, I think just use her up early and get her to the front and keep running. She's fit and ready to go. She seems to handle all types of going, so she's very professional. She's probably our best for the day there.
All right, set to profit, another extreme choice. This one's a gelding. Been a bit of a tourist of late, Donald and Murray Bridge. What the reasons for going so far afield?
Yeah, just the right races. We're happy to take them wherever it suits to go and win. And, you know, he's a horse we always had a nice opinion of. He wasn't overly genuine probably as a colt, and he's come back much better as a gelding now. And we made it known if he was going to be measuring up to a decent level, he needed to run a mile, and he showed that he did the other day. You know, he's a half to profit sum. That she got better as she got older, and I think he's probably in that same mould. He's just improving all the time. So he's got a nice race to try and measure up to Metro class. He's got a good rider, and he should get a good run in transit. So it bodes well for him.
Sight unseen, like the other two we mentioned as well, the Valley. Is there a will they or won't they about Mooney Valley these days or traditionally? Or do you just assume they'll get around the track okay?
Yeah, I don't know. We don't have a lot of issue with horses getting around a circuit. I mean, obviously, it can favour horses that put themselves in a position, but that's the nature of probably a lot of racing in Australia. So, I don't know. I don't think it's all right. As significant as probably it might be just a trainer excuse a lot of the time. So I don't think any of ours won't handle it.
Well, Starcaster, if you run him, loves it. I imagine you've waited for the Valley for Starcaster because he's such a good Valley horse, resumes, but you're just a little bit worried about the track. Everything else seems right, like a mile first up, if he's ready to go, would almost seem a good scenario first up for him.
Yeah, it's the perfect race for him to kick off in, which is why we're more inclined to run than not. He's a funny horse, as we know. He hates Flemington, Caulfield. He's no good in the tie-ups there, and, you know, he loves the Valley. He goes to sleep in the tie-ups there. So he's a funny, very funny horse to work with. Never worked with a horse like it, but, you know, he possesses good talent. He's still like a two-year-old to us. You wouldn't think he's as old as he is when he's around the stable here, so...
He's fickle, isn't he? Everything, it's almost like the... everything has to be absolutely right on the day. I remember there was a Country Cup where he got it right, but it's a funny game for him, isn't it, sometimes?
Yeah, I mean, he possesses staying ability that probably most horses don't. What he doesn't possess is a mind that's reasonable. So you've just got to roll with him a little bit. I think Ethan's got very good hands. He should, you know, he'll be up there near the speed somewhere, but you know, he doesn't need a gut buster. He's probably got a long campaign ahead, but... you know, he could perform well. He rarely runs a bad race there at the Valley.
Just a very quick one. Big bonuses announced by Racing Victoria. The Everest is there. Can you run in France, continue this Northern Hemisphere thing with Artorias and get back and still be up and going for those big races?
Yeah, I mean, he won't be seen in an Everest. So he's basically running next week, and then he's going to have a little break in England for probably 2 or 3 weeks, just a little breather. And then we'll probably look to head towards either the Golden Eagle or the Daly Sprint.
Yep.
So that you know, he'd head into quarantine with the internationals and target, you know, one of those two races. So a lot of his prep work will be done over there in Newmarket, which will be a little bit different to try and manage. But it's all a very good experience.
Absolutely. Well, enjoy your little cameo over there. I've always wanted to tick that one off. So hope you have a lovely time. It'd be good to see him get it right, Artorias, and nail it. So fingers crossed. And good luck on the weekend.
No worries. Cheers, Matty.
Good on you, Sammy. Sam Friedman.